Well, if we would have gotten the parts, Bill, we would have sent you the money for sure. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold, and I'll check with receiving and see if they did come in. Okay, just a minute. Hi. Listen, I just checked with Stan in receiving, and he says that he did not get them, and he's really ticked, too. Oh, okay. Well, I'll let him know then. Well, thank you. Bye.
Stan?
Nice touch, huh?
Yeah, you're getting really good at this.
Good. Good. This guy is going to send Stan a bottle of scotch to apologize.
I'll put it with the others.
Lanford Custom Cycle. It's the bank. Don't get upset if I have to start crying.
You did mail the loan check in, right?
Of course. Uh-huh. Oh, no, no. I realized I was a couple of days late sending it in last month, but this month I made sure that I sent it in right away. Oh, I forgot to sign it. Oh, that's so unlike me. Well, listen, you have my permission. It's a good check. You go ahead and cash it. Oh, you need the signature. I didn't know that. Okay, well, let me tell you. I'll leave here right away. I'm on my way. I'm in a big hurry, and I'll be there in a couple of minutes. Okay, thank you.
What are you going to tell them once you get down there?
How can I think about that now, Dan, when my tire blew and I'm stuck in a ditch on Route 49? Coffee?
Me too. I'm gonna go wash up.
I gotta make the kids dinner for tomorrow night.
I'd offer to help, but it would be a shallow, insincere gesture, and I think we're both above that.
Get lost, Dan. Oh, man. What is it? I stayed up till 1:30 last night making this casserole for you guys to eat. How come you didn't eat it?
Well, gee, Mom, I guess it just wasn't a casserole kind of day.
Well, what did you eat then?
I wasn't hungry.
What about DJ? Did he eat?
I think Becky gave him, like, cereal or something.
Cereal? If he wanted cereal, there's plenty of cereal in the casserole. Did he brush his teeth? Did he take a bath?
I don't know.
Did you put him to sleep?
I didn't know I had that option.
Where in the hell have you been?
I went out for pizza with Mark.
Man, you guys are, like, totally useless. Look at this place. It's a pigsty. I want you to pick it up.
Hey, this is all Darlene's stuff.
It is not. These shoes are yours.
Yeah, but the socks and the sweatshirt are yours.
Oh, please. What about these magazines?
Oh, look. The porch is a big mess, too.
Oh, real mature, Mom.
Man, this family is falling apart, Dan.
Tough to stop a moving train, honey.
I can't work at the shop anymore.
Rosie, we've been through this.
But I got too much to do, Dan. I got the restaurant, the kids, the house. I quit.
You can't quit. You're an owner.
Okay, well, then I'm fired.
I can't do any repair work and keep my eye on the shop. I need you there.
Well, something has to change around here, then. You guys get in here. How'd they get so spoiled when we've given them absolutely nothing? You guys sit down. We're having a little family meeting.
What a bunch of crap.
Well, those are the minutes of our last meeting. Now on to new business.
Okay, here's the deal. We're having a tough time now, girls. We're trying to turn the corner on the bike shop, which means we're killing ourselves. If you guys don't help out, we're not going to make it.
All right, Dad. We let you down, and we're really sorry. Meeting adjourned.
Darlene, don't. Because no matter how lousy you think your life is now, we can make it much, much worse.
Now, here's what I see. Nothing's getting done around here because nobody takes any responsibility for anything, okay? So from now on, Becky, I'm leaving you in charge.
I have a problem with that.
Tough.
So I'm just supposed to do whatever she says?
We expect that you will listen to Becky the same way you listen to us.
No, I have a problem. Well, you'll work it out.
And you will take care of your brother. You make sure that he washes himself and that he does his homework.
Yeah, and you make sure that he eats, too. Now, I'm going to weigh that little boy every night. And if he loses more than 2 pounds, it's your butt. You got that?
Okay.
Good, now go clean something.
All right. Good idea. Those two are always crying about how we don't treat them like adults. Now we are. This may work.
Are you insane, Dan? I just put Becky in charge. That's like putting Fredo in charge of the Corleone family.
That may surprise us.
Well, come on, Dan. The family is doomed unless I can get out of that shop.
Well, once we start selling a few bikes, we might have the cash to hire somebody to replace you.
You mean you're saying, like, if I sell a bike, I can get out of there?
Well, it's one way to look at it, but, you know, I thought of us more as a team, you know. You and me against the world, husband and wife, partners.
Any bike, right? Well, yeah, I know that Duke already has a bike, but you don't.
I don't need a bike, Roseanne. I ride behind Duke.
Oh, so that's how it's going to be for the whole rest of your life? You're going to ride behind him? Not at his side, not equal to him, but, like, behind him?
Leon!
Hey, I already gave you permission to smack her.
What about you, Leon? Did you ever think of getting a motorcycle?
Roseanne, name me one guy that hasn't pictured himself out there on a big chopper going down a country road with the wind in his hair.
Because, you know, we've got some really great bikes.
The answer is me. I'm the guy.
Asking us for one person to buy one lousy motorcycle. Is that too much to ask?
Roseanne, what is your problem? I have got all of your PMS days circled over there on my calendar. This is not one of them.
Oh, I'm just really stressed out, Leon.
Oh, I understand. You need a little distraction. Have you ever considered waitressing?
All right, you're right. Oh, look, there's Jackie here. Hold this, would you? Oh, Jackie, you look great. I love the dress. Your hair is great.
I don't like this job, Roseanne.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Would you like to sample our new fragrance? Would you like to sample our new fragrance? That's all I do all day long. Would you like to sample our new fragrance?
God, I'm annoying.
Jackie, you begged me to pull some strings and get you a job in the store.
But I thought makeup department, you know, I get to do makeovers, like a cosmetician.
Well, it's your first day. You've got to work your way up.
Do you know how many squirt girls have to die before I make cosmetician?
Well, fine, Jackie. Try my life, okay? Go work over the bike shop for no money and then have to come here to this dump and work for Preppy the Clown here. Oh, that reminds me. Leon, I need to get Friday off, okay?
Well, gee, I don't know, Roseanne. I mean, where am I going to find somebody to stand in the middle of my restaurant and do nothing on such short notice?
See what I have to put up with? Now, this here, this bike isn't for everybody. You know, I mean, this is a real outlaw bike. It's like the Beastmaster. And this is called our commuter special. Well, see this seat right here? It's really cool because there's nothing for her to hold on to, you know? She's got to, like, wrap herself around you real good. I mean, you know, she either does that or splat. Yeah, and the baby fits real snug right here in the safety seat. Oh, so your name's Murray, huh? That's really a coincidence because, you know, Evel Knievel, his real first name is Murray. Yeah, Murray Knievel. It's loud and it's mean. It screams, "Get out of my damn way!" Not a single dolphin was harmed to make this motorcycle. We're open till 10. We're here till 11. Every night till midnight. We never close. We never close. Never close. Never close.
Oh, this is disgusting. If you don't like it, then don't eat it.
I don't even know what the hell it is.
It's spaghetti with Thousand Island dressing.
God, that is so gross! Well, maybe if you hadn't dumped the laundry and the vacuuming on me, I would have had time to plan a more exciting menu.
Hey, I have been running around all day, picking DJ up from school, taking him to get shoes, going to the supermarket. And when I get home, I expect a decent meal on the table.
Oh, they make a lovely couple.
Remember when we were first married, we used to have bread and mayonnaise for dinner. How come you don't make that anymore?
I say we make a run for it out the back door, quiet-like.
Good idea.
Mother!
You will not believe what Darlene just made for dinner.
Hey, DJ loves it. DJ eats hair.
I'm telling you, you better make something edible for dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, or what, you're gonna spank me?
See, this goes on all day. Total disrespect.
Look, I'm not gonna be the referee. As long as your dad and me are working 15-hour days, you're gonna have to run this house without us.
Yeah, but you're home now.
No, we're not. Well, Dan, I tried everything I could think of today to sell a bike. I lied, I pushed, I nagged.
Well, you went with your strengths, dear.
Well, how come none of it worked?
Well, I didn't have any more luck than you did. We're just going to have to hang in there.
Mother, I've had it. Darlene refuses to do the dishes, and it's her turn.
I cooked. Is that not enough?
What am I supposed to do about her?
Becky, I told you, you're in charge.
Well, fine. I'm just going to leave the dishes where they are. And tomorrow they'll be covered with dried, crusty, disgusting crud.
Fine. Tomorrow night, it's leftovers.
Yeah, you know, Dan, these biker magazines ain't nothing but a bunch of naked ladies sitting up on motorcycles.
That is so degrading to women.
You know, every one of these girls has a mother out there somewhere who's dying of shame. Oh, wait, I'm wrong. Here's a naked girl and her naked mother in the sidecar. Customer. Oh, it's just you.
Well, it's just you, too.
I'm sorry. What are you doing here?
I had a bad day. I need to whine.
What happened?
I sprayed perfume on some woman and she kicked me.
Well, maybe she didn't want to get sprayed.
Well, no one wants to be sprayed, Roseanne, but damn it, I had a quota.
Hey.
Hi, Dan.
What smells?
Remember, I told you, honey, Jackie's the perfume sniper at the mall.
Oh. Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Anything I can help you with?
I'm just looking. I passed by this place on my way to work. Just thought I'd check it out.
You ride?
I always wanted to. Yeah.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Oh, my wife would never let me.
I understand. Feel free to look around.
Thanks.
That's why it's a big boogie.
Well, hey, Iride, why don't you bring your wife by and I'll give her a pep talk?
I don't think so. We just got a divorce.
Oh. Oh, sorry to hear that. It's too bad.
It happens. Well, thanks.
Hey, I bet it'd really bug your wife to see you on one of these things now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you end up with a bike you always wanted, and what does she end up with? What, the kids?
It would definitely kill her. Definitely.
You got him.
So, what's your name?
Art.
Oh, hi, Art. I'm Roseanne, and this is Jackie. Say hi, Jackie.
Hi, Art.
So what do you do for a living, Art? No, wait. Let us guess. Jackie, what do you think Art does for a living?
No, I couldn't. Test pilot, SWAT team.
Thank you, but I'm an accountant.
No way.
Impossible.
Wow. Well, why don't you get up on this bike? Let's check it out. Let's see what you look like on there. Art.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know something, Art?
What?
Oh, never mind. I'm married. Let me tell you something about this bike, Art. Not only does it deliver 900 cc's of raw power, but, I mean, it's roomy.
Oh, she's right there. Art, she is right. Look at that. Plenty of room.
Come on, guys. You'd say just about anything to get me to buy a bike.
Hey, now you wait a minute, Art. No. I sell 3-4 of these things every day. I got no reason to lie to you. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just telling you, this bike, it just looks like it was made for you. You know what I mean, Art? Okay, picture it. You're going to work, right? You pull into that parking lot. You're totally surrounded by all these accountant-type cars,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah, and you show up riding one of these things, the engine's roaring, the tires are squealing, and your loins are vibrating like a tuning fork.
You're very good. Listen, I'm having a great time, and I don't really want you to stop, but I still don't know if it's right for me.
Well, your choice. So, think your wife's dating anybody, Art? No way Jackie gets the commission. I sold the bike.
That's true, dear, but you did use her as bait.
Well, you smelled her, Dan. What would you use her as?
Right off, bro.
Let me see it again! Oh, man, this here's my favorite check in the whole world.
Oh, God, it is such a rush, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I first found that bike. It was just a rusted-out piece of junk. But I saw the potential. I took it back to the shop, pounded out the dents, I re-chromed it, I repainted it.
Boring. Get to the part where I smoked the guy into buying it.
You were beautiful.
Stop it.
So how's everything going around here?
Well, Mr. Mom up there decided that I get to stay home and sit for DJ while she goes out with Mark, the coal sore king.
Well, at least you're working it out.
Darlene, do you know where my car keys are?
Why, yes, my Fuhrer.
Where?
In a safe place.
Oh, as safe as where your science paper now is?
Becky, that's due tomorrow.
Oh.
It's not even mine.
Oh. We have to talk. We definitely do, Darlene.
Upstairs.
Fine.
You'll note they did not bring the problem to me.
Yes, everything is going according to plan.
So, my dear, would you like a cup of coffee?
Don't mind as I do. Hey, how's it going, champ?
Your sisters make sure you took a bath? No, they didn't, did they? Well, it's too late to take one tonight. You can take it tomorrow, so go ahead and go on up to bed, honey. Good night, DJ.
Night, Teach.
DJ, we say goodnight, you say goodnight.
Hey, are you mad at us? How come you're not talking?
I haven't said anything in 2 days. Nobody's cared.
That's not possible.
Uh-huh. The last thing I said was Cheerios.
Well, Deej, we've been real busy.
You know, Daddy and me are working real hard to start this new business, and I guess we've just been too busy to notice, you know. But, boy, we've been thinking about you the whole time. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on, DJ. Forget everything I just said. We're so sorry, honey.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
Listen, you go up and brush your teeth and get in bed, and me and Daddy will come up and read you a story.
Any story? Even a long one?
Yeah, even one we already read 100 times.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be up in a minute.
Ouch.
Oh, you really screwed up. But I'll be home a lot more now.
Yeah, he can hang out with me at the shop sometimes.
Yeah, he'd like that.
Yeah.
You still want any coffee?
No, I'm too beat.
Yeah, let's go to bed.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we forgot about him again.
Boy, he better learn how to bitch and moan like his sisters or he ain't gonna make it in this family.
How come you're not at the mall?
Oh, I'm on a break.
You came all the way down here? It's some long break.
In 10 minutes, it'll be a whole day. I'm just not cut out for that squirt business. Look at these magazines.
Yeah, I don't read them myself. I just buy them for the pictures of the naked women. Oh, Jax, can you,
Oh, yeah, I'll get it. I can get that. Lanford Custom Cycle. No, she's not... She's not in right now, Mom. Yeah, hi, it's me. Oh, I'm okay. How you doing? Oh, my. No, I'm not seeing anybody else yet. Listen, hey, Mom, the other line is ringing, so I'm just gonna put you on hold just for 1 second, okay? Okay, hang on. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, well.
Let's vogue.
Oh, yeah.